Zohrim en Reis Samach Gimel Seivov. Bachurim Ahoichim Lilmoit Chutz Lebeisam. Bachurim that go out to learn out of their house. Tzrichim Lehadlik Ner Shabbos Bechadrom and the private room where they sleep even if they don't eat there. Ulevorech Olov. But they have to make a broche. Avol Mishu Etzel Ishtoi. But if he's in the same house with his wife, because he has a private room where he sleeps, אין צורך להדליק בחדרוי ולברך עליו, לפי שאישתי מברכת בשבילה. This halacha, the Mishnebura explains, we're not talking only on בוחרים, Mishnebura סיבקות מחפי בחורים, היינו שיש להם נושים, אלא שהולכים חוץ לבייסון תולן. ואף שאישתי מדלקת בבייסוי, even if she lights in her house, אין נפטר בבירקס אישתי, כיוון שיש לו חדר מיוחד במוגרים שמסרח שם in the place that he stays. וכל שכן אם אין נוסוי, זה מחייב להדליק. בחדרום אפילו חדר המיוחד, אולי לא לנשום ואיכלי בבייס אחר, even so they have to lie there with a bracha. Now, this halacha, the Bir Halacha explains, and I want to give a little akdama to explain. Bir Halacha says the follows. There's two reasons that a person has to lie near Shabbos. One reason, covered, oineg, and even without covered of oineg, shlem bayis, like the room that he sleeps with, even that he's not eating there. We have to know why in Hilchas Yom Kippur we saw in Tzivev, hey, a shayla about it. But you have to lie, it's at covered, oineg, shlem bayis. This halacha is because if it's dark, it's no shlem bayis. For that purpose, if it's light in the room, from a different reason, light is coming from outside, from the street, it's no chiyuv adlokin. But it's another chiyuv, takonet the rabbomim, that a person is mechuyuv to light, neiris lekovet Shabbos Kodesh. And this takone b'mokim that he's eating, he has to have neiru Shabbos Kodesh. So chiyuv takone, a person has to light neiru l'kovet Shabbos Kodesh. And even if it's light lit, he has to shut the light and light it with a brocha l'kovet Shabbos Kodesh. From that halacha, Mishabura learns, comes out this seif. A person that has a wife, she lights for him. So when she's lighting, he's yoytze the mitzvah v'adlokel l'kovet Shabbos Kodesh. She's another halacha, and every room you have to light, because if not, there's no shalom bayis. Now, if you're in the same house, or the other rooms, that niftar and the brocha, that the wife lights, and the room that you're eating in the living room. If you're in a separate house, the other rooms are not niftar and that brocha. But, if in the separate rooms there's light anyways, so there's no chiyuv adlokeh. There's no chiyuv adlokeh. If, lemoshel, a person is away from house, like we'll see in the next eve, and he doesn't have a wife, and no one is lighting for him, so even if there's light coming out from the windows, coming in from the windows, but it's a chiyuv to make kaim the mitzvah sadlokin. So the halacha is the follows. A person that has a wife, like the Bir Halacha, she's mighty him with a chiyuv, every person is a chiyuv to light Ner Lekovet Shabbos with a bracha. Now, the other rooms that are where he's sleeping are chiyuv again, because there's no light. So again, he has to make a bracha, and then he has to with his wife's bracha. But Lu Yetzuyah is light there, he's not chiyuv to light in these rooms. But if no one is lighting for him in the house, so in that case, in the rooms that he are, even if it's light from outside, he's mechuyev to make a broche and to light because he's a chiyuv adlokim a broche. So the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a person that doesn't have light in his room. So the Shulchan Aruch, well, his wife is somewhere else, he has to light with a broche. But if I recall of that look as nechuyev mishum shlabai shalei koshel beitzim heaven. Metzorch liyos anegoy sarukim, they have to be long enough. She'id likuat shiyovu yo lebeitzim alaylo. He's not eating there, he's eating in a different room. ובלאו הכי אבי ברוכה לבטולה ועל הירידים שמסעך נשים הרבה בלבטים בחדר רכות ואין הבלבאי סימו הם בחדר and he's not inside with them in the room חל עליהם חייבס הדלוקים בברוכה but the room is dark אפילו אם נשסיים מדליקים בבייסו אל כנשתן וכולם וידליק איכול ויבורך ויחב אלו היצי כולם בברכוסוי וגם הם יחב אלו תזו ברכוסוי normally when you come to someone you don't have to stand and listen to the lady making a brocha, the wife making a brocha. But here, Valas Bechiv and all of them together, the Narach Sanoim, everyone eats from his own food. Chaygame, it's better like Atchila that they will hear the bracha and be yaitzim with him. Ve'ima Barabai is gam kin moim bechadron. Ein tzor lishtat efim bepruto. Kevin should say, madlikim bebeisom. So the, as the mitzvah the yaitze, a light we have. Zog nishcholor siv zayin. Oireach she'ein lechedar meyuchot. So he doesn't have a place to light with the bracha. Ve'gam ein madlikim ala bebeisom. He doesn't have a wife that is moitzi him. So now he's chayv and neiru Shabbos. So he has two eitzes, only to light with a bracha, only at least to mishtatev with a balabais. So he's mishtabuah, lamed alef in tzorah, lebor echol, abel alef in tzorah, afilu eino echol shom, shnei koshem eitzem behevim. סעיף זין, למד בייס, שאין לחדר מיוחד, או אם היה לחדר מיוחד, צריך להעליק ולבורך. אפילו אין מה לקרוא לו בבייס. להשתתף ברי סימן, היבה מגן אברון, בשם תשובס מרשל, גם הבחורים צריכים להשתתף. ומה עשי שם, the F-shore, דיו איתן, say the word F-shore, דהיינו דווקא כשייכת בפני עצמי. אבל מסומך השולחן בעל הבייס, הרי הוא בכלל בני בייס אין שם. בפרוט תבועדים בעל הבייס, מקנו לחלק בנר שלו עם התונה, וכמו שקוסמנו לכמון, סימטוף רשע אין זין, אינו נרחדק. So I want to explain this הלוחס. הלוחס הבאין הגיע למעשה, הבוחר אין הישיבה. He doesn't have a wife that is lining for him. So if he doesn't have a wife that is lining for him, so he doesn't have the kiyum of the mitzvah. So l'chura in his room, he has to line with a bracha. Of course, if the building, is one dining room, and it's dorm rooms, so the rooms, and the dining room is like one house, the Rosh HaYeshiva, the Hanola, the one that is lighting in the candles, Kilu is lighting for everyone. So in the rooms, if it's light from outside, you're not mechuyav to light bichlal. If it's no light, you light without a bracha. But you yotze the bracha of the lighting in the dining room. Now, the shaila is, what would it be if you sleep in a different dorm, in different apartments, even if you're eating dining room yeshiva? L'chura b'chai gavne, it's like a bracha that went away from home, that even if the wife makes a bracha in the house, if he's in a different place, so elichanam, if he's eating in the yeshiva, he's yotze the mitzvah and the light of the house, of a vial that's somewhere else. So l'chura, as they will be said to evolve, and if a person is somewhere else and it's dark, he's mechuyav to make a bracha. Here also, if it's light in the room, he will not be mechuyav. But if there's no light in the room, so then he'll be mechuyav to make a bracha. But the olam asoymech not to make a bracha, because normally it's light, and it could be that it's like one house. Only when a person goes away, far away from the house, we look at it like two separate houses. Because we have a bracha in the door of the yeshiva light, and the dining room, is what to be soymech not to light in the room. Now the shaila is a bocher that doesn't, he has no dining room in this yeshiva. This bocher is homeless. He has a dira, and he's eating in the dira. He's mechuyev me'ikar adin to make a bocher and to light candles in the dira. Even if it's light outside. Because it's a chiyuv ad lokas neir Shabbos. What if he goes away for Shabbos? So then we have the mishabur that we learn now, that while he's a bnei beis, the person that he's lighting in, mele he's yaitzim with the other person's candles, and he doesn't have to be mishtatev b'pruta, because he's a part of that family. What a bimot if he's coming to someone to Shabbos, but he's not sleeping by him. He's eating by him little Shabbos, and then he's going back to his dira. So b'chai gavne, where his yoitze? He's not a bin b'ayis, but a bin b'ayis. So you're right that he has light in the place that he's eating, but chiyuv mitzvah sadloka, he's not yoitze, but chiyuv mitzvah sadloka. Zog the Shulchan Aruch Harav, if he's eating by him, he's called b'nei beisoy, and he doesn't also have to be mishtatev b'pruto. So when you have to be mishtatev b'pruto, when two people go and everyone comes with his own food, like in a hotel, everyone comes with his own food, and someone else is lighting candles, then you're not yoitza with the end of the candles. But if the balabais is lighting candles, you yoitza, and maybe you don't have to light any rooms, if it's dark. Then we said, it's a shayla if you have to light or not, if it's not near each other or not. This is the aloha. From that aloha will come up, the same aloha. Now, a bocher that is on his own, and he doesn't have nowhere that someone is lighting for him, or he's going to a hostel and he's eating his own food there, avada is mechuyav to light with a bracha. Now we have to know, a single bacher that just left his house for a week or two, he's yaitza with his father. Again, if the place that he is dark, so he has to light. We didn't see both, but most places today are light. Well, mamshich, seifches, shnayim eshloisha balebatim oichlim memokim mecho, yeshoimim shikolecho mevorach al amenoiro shaloi, ויש מגמגם בדובר, ונוכל להיזהר בספק ברוכס ולהיבורך אל הלכות. Only one of them will make the ברוכס. אבל אנו אינה גמקיין, and by us, if a lady comes to her appearance for Shabbos, both of them light Shabbos candles. משתברו סעיף קוטל למד ה' שכל איכות מבורך, וכל מה דמיטסף אוירו יש בו שלם בייס, ושמחה יסיר אלא נועס אוירו בכל זוויס. ויש מגמגם טיינדל, לבוכי יש שם אוירו מרובה מני ראשי ידליק הראשון. אין נויגים, אלא כדי הראשון וקוסם מגן אברון בשם מאשלו. ומכל מוקים, even so, לא יבורכו שניים במני רואחס. Not only in the same light or two, שיש לו הכל עם ארבע. ויש מקילים גם בזה, וקוסם הפריחו מגודים, ויש לסמך הזה, בשנושים עניר, שאלה מרקים מני רואחס, זה דקולי, two ladies, and one מני רואחס. כן, we are not knowing that we don't make a ברוכה, we do a ברוכה, ואם יש לאחד מהם חדר מיוחד לוי, אף פי שנאיך שם אין משתמש שם, שום צריך אכילה לכולם מיוחד לבור שם. This halachah is בעצם finishing of the practical halachah what happened. Shchanoruch sounds like this. Five people, everyone is eating in his own food, they reach their own room, everyone lights their own candles. Like in a hotel, every family lights. V'yesh megam gem adomen, it's a brocha levatole. Why it's a brocha levatole? It's light anyways. For the first candles, so it's a brocha levatole. We are knowing even so, ribay simcha, we could make a brocha. Zog the stilo le Davi, this is only when people are eating on their own, like five people in a hotel. But when you're a guest by someone, then the Iker Adin we learned before that you don't have to light. If you want to light, you can light, but not here that you're making a brocha levatole, because it's light anyways. And the answer that they bring down is that the guest would light first. That the guest will light first. Mikol Mekoyim, this is one of our... But Mikol Mekoyim, love is we're not mechalik in between a guest that comes or Balabatim that eating together. We have a aloha here that if it's light, there's a shita rishon and not to make a bracha because anyway it's candles. And the answer is ribui simcha tisefes oicha. Yikum in the achroinim and hera taimen. This is good. In the old days, 10 candles are add simcha. But if it's hundreds of hundreds of hundreds of lights, the whole place is shiny. Then the second person for sure not adding lights. He's not adding. It's a bracha levatole. The mice and the meaning is even so to make a bracha. And the zogim, even though today is light, but about his candles, it's moisif covet. The person say the mice the meaning was discabel. As they the loyketil ledov, the meaning is discabel. That b'chay gavne, we make a bracha. Even if the mice is light, the machmirim shot the light before the one the guest bench. The machmirim say maybe the guests will light first. But this is one halacha. The Shmir HaShabbos Ki Ilchoso and Perek Mem Gimel Sif Lamed Daled took this chiddush a step weiter. Said if it's light, you can't make a bracha because it's not Yisef HaSoicho. The halacha is, the Mishnah Chonoruch says that Yesh Megam Gem Adobor Lamais in the Minig Yisro Bisem Mechan Ribu Yoyro. But like at Chile, we see we not say Mechan it. So today that we have electric lights, there's no heter to light Shabbos candles with a broche. It's a broche levatole, everyone that lights. Because anyway, we have lights. So not even if it's 10 people. Violet lights here. So the lights are made of shagim and tiyah remayah hadu. We don't need the candles. It's a broche levatole. Avada the meaning is to make a broche even so. Like at chil the machmirim show the light. And someone else lights it, puts on the light after that look. Different people do is, they put on the switch of the light, l'shem neiru Shabbos. But the bracha is chal on both, and this is the best way to do it. Okay. So b'chay gavne, it's not a problem. I was thinking of that, that a lady that forgot to light Shabbos candles, b'chay gavne, could be anyway she doesn't have to light three, because it could be me'ikar on me, she's not m'chuy b'chay gavne to light. Now, another chiddush la'aloche, so Mishabur brings out that the ma'aseh, it's better, instead of all of them lighting together in one place, someone has a private room to light in that private room. So the freedom, avada mi'ikar hadin, the right thing would be that a lady would light in her house and then she would come to her parents. She has to be sure that the candles will light so long until she comes back home. If she can't do it, at least to switch the light in her house to Shem Neiru Shabbos. And when she makes a bracha, she has that light in mind. And made him chay gavne, it works. Shlomzamel Erbach was mesupik, a very, very interesting suffix. What would be if someone is eating by someone? So we said in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, it's called Samuch HaShulchanoi. Only when everyone brings his own food, it's not Samuch HaShulchanoi. So someone is Samuch HaShulchanoi, he doesn't have to make a bracha. So we said a bracha comes somewhere for Shabbos, he could yoitze, but the Balabai is where he's staying, even without a pruta. What if it's Shabbos Yontav Sheini? By the bracha, it's Yontav Sheini, but the Balabos is only Shabbos, he's not Mechaber for Neiris Shabbos. Yelim is yoitze Neiris Yontav, and B'chai Gavni will have to light special Neiris Yontav, because he was not yoitze, but other person's bracha. It will not light till the night when he comes back home. And he will not be nanele ze avi brocha levatole. Zog de mishne buru seif kodem lametes v'oichlim aile kamon seif simen reishen gimu mogen avrom. The aim would on lechol b'chotze. Rak davka b'mitztayr arbe, normally you'll all have to eat in the place of the candle. Or if it's mitzvah, or if it's mitzvah, or if it's mitzvah, or if it's mitzvah, so a lot of people say today is electric light, especially if you put it in the light of Shabbos, and even maybe if not, it's called the Mokim Anel. It says, put it, if you're in the chotzer, that will be light long enough that when you come back home, it will be lit. Mashu, if you eat in the house, you don't have to have it until the end of the meal. And even that it's day, it's not even night. And יש להנוע בשמחה בשעת האכילה בין הנדס, ומצווה מופר שיעץ הנדס הרוקויס, שיודוקס עד הלילה, שירצו לאכול מבועד יום, אז שירצו לגמור לאכול מבועד יום. הווה ברוכה לבטולה, שכיוון שאני אוכל עד שום תשמס אצלון, כשחוזר אחר כך לבייסה בלילה, שלי קוטל בייסה באבן, לסבי משום שלם בייס. שיהיו בסיום מקב ברוכה בשלום בייס. ואם בבייס שלי יהיה קצת חושך, ומשתם שום שום דובר לא אירו, הנדס אם מפור נחת, לצורך סעודו, לקה איסורי, אף שדוק את זה ללילה ואף שיוכל בחוצה. כזה מה יצאה לענוע איפה מכה ענוע? זאת שכנוע הוא סעיף י' לבעל ההלוכס גדוי לא יסקי בן שאילי כזה של שבס, חל לא שבס. ונסע במלוכי בעד לא כזה שבס, חל שבס, נסעו הוא נוהג. ועד פי זה נוהג לסנושים, סנושים הנוהג שאחר שמדליק שור בורחו והדליקו הנרס, after they bench and they listen to the candles, משליחס לאורס הפסילו שביודם שידליקו בו ואין מחבא איסו איסו, זה איסו את המחבא. ויש אירו שימד נקלים שידליקו הנרס שאין מקבל השבס שיהיה מרחסן מויל. אני לא זה מחליקס. סוף הוא הולד התנאי הלפס. ויש אירו שאין מויל, התנאי דוזן הלפ. ויש רגע מה להלוך את דרס, אירו שקבל השבס תולי בעד לא כסנר, אלא בתפילס ארביס, שכיוון שאומר הרחסן בורחו, הקר פה שמלאכתם, ודן כיוון שתכוי מזור שלהם השבס, הבי כבורחו לדידי. ובוזק לשולחן אור. שכנור פסנס לגדס. האישו יש את מקבל שבס את שבס שקנדו מלוכים את הבלו על די קנדו. נומו פיבו, it doesn't go לפי דשעת הדלית. דשעת הדלית ומאירים. דלת חל את המקבל השבס. זאת אומרת, משום שכנור סס, if it's חל אני בעד לוקים, you can't blow off the candle. If you don't have the shit that it's only חל by night, you could blow off the candle. דור חשוכם בנגזר לגדס. We had a machlekes before if to make a broch and then to light, or to light and then to make a broch. Here the Mishnah Berurah says with the Advarim, Mevorach v'achar kach madlik. So lechu the pshat is hazeh. Ein echenami, Zadu Shechonu Acharav, a person is light snare Shabbos, is mekabel Shabbos. But why our meaning is that we make the broch after that loke? Because we don't want the Shabbos to bichal b'shas te broche. How you could light? So you make the broch later, so the pshat is that Shabbos tak is not chal till later. Shabbos is not chal till later. So b'meile, by us, while you make the bracha after it, b'shas the bracha Shabbos is chal. But if you blow off the candy before Shabbos, it's not chal yimichal Shabbos. Fakat, you can blow off the candy. You can blow off the candy before Shabbos. Why? Because you're not mekabel Shabbos till the bracha. Again, l'maisa, it's machlekes apoyis ki maisa. Or Hashulchan says, chaygam, you can blow off the candy and the nesivis, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and k'tes ha-choshen. Says a shulchan, paskins, simen, ein darat, you've got my, hey, b'chai gamle, you're allowed to do it, it's not called, atman, it's not called that you mechal Shabbos. So the ma'ezah is a machlekes. A shulchan says, you're allowed to do it, and andre poiskim hold, you're not allowed to blow the candle, the ma'ezah, the meaning of ish k'shera, like atchila, you don't blow off the candle, and I'm sorry, the match, and you wait till it blows off completely. Now, this is the first halacha. Now, we don't know the halacha. So, the behagler is that Kabbalah, and look at it, it's the Kabbalah, and the end is Yesh Cholki. Now, even if it's a Kabbalah, the machlek is not helps or not. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Kabbalah Shabbos is not a minig. So, no Mishnah Berurah, not Shulchan Aruch. Mamshich the Ramo, the minig, she'oiso isha amadlek is mekabbalah Shabbos madlekoso, im lo isha tat netchila ve'afilu tnai b'leiv sagi. So again, so what is the maskon of the aloche? We pass it as is a kabbalah Shabbos b'shas da'adloke. B'meilu you mekabel Shabbos, and b'meilu ish is not allowed to mechal Shabbos like the behag. But we pass it that tnai helps. Im lo yishetat netchilo, but she makes that tnai it helps. Zog the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'amidok b'meish ma'alik afilu k'shem mevorach al lekosu k'dileil lekem minoge umutu b'meloche. V'kol mekem tev lehatne shulat mekabel Shabbos. Mekabel Shabbos, yish is matne shiz ein mekabel Shabbos. But it's parallel mincha tchila, because if she's mekabel Shabbos, she's not allowed to have a mincha, and this is called a dvar mitzvah. No, you can't keep the Shabbos she will have a parallel shochoy. B'she'en shehus lezeh yoyser she'toy she's parallel arvis. Why? Because if she'll wait, she's parallel arvis time, come on, see if this vav. Ki likon chas v'shol, m'sa mechil Shabbos, v'ayla come on, sefer yisham tzemach beis. שתת נתחילו ואין להת נסכים לצריך תנאי אורי הלפס לצריך מצווה סתם תנאי דוזן הלפ מאחר שיש חולקים וסייברים ולא מעני בבייסו אלא אצל אשתו ולא מעני תנאי זו גם משתבור על הגדס שתת נתחילו ואין להת נסכים לצריך וואי weil me'ach she'shchodki v'soyim v'loy mehani tznai, they hold that the tznai doesn't help. So me'lo v'soyim echadem only the tzarech mitzvah. Shumazam lo'er based le'moshe, what is called tzarech mitzvah? The case of tzarech mitzvah is, he says, for davening, oh, but to go to the koysa is not called tzarech mitzvah. So me'lo kum ta'is aloche le'maisa like this. B'shaz da'at lo kishnika b'shabbos, if she makes the tznai, it helps. Because we pass in the ma'is of Valis and Suffolk, if it's Kabbalah Shabbos in the picture, and Machlekes, if Tanai helps. And now we say that Tanai helps. Now, the Shiloh is, what is the Tanai? So the Tanai says, you could not say that, I could have a mincha, I could do one melocha. And Andre Achoyim said, no, the Tanai has to be that the Valis is not Mekabbalah Shabbos. If she's Mekabbalah Shabbos, you can't make a Tanai lechatzoy. So, the ma'is of the Achoy is that the Tanai helps. So you don't have to Mekabbalah Shabbos early. And you make it night. But we said, like we said, only the bar mitzvah. And the person wanted to say that in Yontef, while you made Shechiyonu, you can't make it night, because you have to make Kabbalah Kedushas Yontef Miyad after the Shechiyonu. But we saw in the previous shiur that the Shechiyonu in Yontef is not on the car, not on the dish. Shechiyonu is on the Adlokas Neiras. And while the Shechiyonu is on the Adlokas Neiras, so Bemele, you might not make it night, you're not making Kabbalah Shabbos. Abol Shar Bnei Bais, Mutorim Bemeloche Ad Borchu. Even that the issue is mikabel Shabbos ba'adlokas neiros, the shar bnei abayis amuto b'melocha til bochu, they're not mikabel Shabbos and the adlokas of the isha. And it's very interesting. I want to mention, I heard from the Bala Ochri Shabbos that he said there was a mini kadmin in Klal Yisrael that the kids follow the mother, and after the mother's mikabel Shabbos, they don't do melocha anymore. And I saw it also in a lot of nice houses. Le'umas them. I heard from Dayan Farbstein, from Reb Nissim Karelitzin's Beis Din, B'shem Elal Elal of Gdoyle Gdoyle Yisrael, that Sinishto Azam Mineg, is no Mineg like that, and you're not Mekabel Shabbos, Til Boruchu, like it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Weiter, Zog de Ramo, V'Iker Ha'adloket Luya Baneiru Shemadlikim Al HaShulchan. The Iker of the Adloket is totally in the candles that you light on the table. This is the Iker Ha'adloket. Aval Loi B'Shar HaNeiru Shemabayis. But not in the rest of the candles that are lit in the house. Betzorch laniach haneiros b'mokim shemadlikim. Loi lehadlik b'mokim zeh v'laniach b'mokim achas. There's two halachas. We'll see first the first part of the Ramo. Ikar ha'adloket tluya b'neiros shemadlikim al ha'shulchan, aval loi b'shar haneiros shebabayis. What it means? Zog de mishnebura sifkot memei. V'ikar ha'adloket hanu devorach aleim v'loi al shar haneiros. The bracha she will do on the candles and the place that she's eating. ושאיקר המצווה לכתחיל להם הנרו שאיך להם לא עירום ורואי שתי הברוכה עליהם ואפילו על נרח עוד סגי מיהו אם יש הרבה נושים ואין לכל אחר שולחם בפני עצמו יכול לבורך על הנרו שאין בבית בשאר מקויים וסגן על הנרו שדולקן למנרו התלוי באמצע הבית כלול את הקטין את יכול מוקר שמדליק ונלס שם איזה תשמיש איקר משום שלם בית ורואי לבורך so לבורך על הנרו של האכילה ולא הנרו שבבית היינו בעל הבית שיוכל להדליק על השולחם ולבורך עולו אבל בעירח, if he does, אם יש לי חדר מיוחד להקבולות עם סעיף ווב לעצמי, פרו אינו איך הוא שומע לי שם נרו מבורך עולו. So the first הלוכה is, צורך לבורך על נרויס שעל השורך. So some, so לכו, for sure, אבל you can make the ברוכה even nadir, but לכתחילה you make a ברוכה on the candles that are on the שורך. The שמירה שבס כי ילחוסן, פרק ממגים אל האורף פי גים, it brings down, sorry, אורף פי היי. He brings down. The shaila is if it really has to be on the table or not. Ayin bekafachaim simen reisa machgimel. The mashu shemadlikim al hashulchan atzmoi. Ve'ayin beshulchanoruch bekteis hashulchan Reb Chaim Noe. The lav dafka al hashulchan. And afiru ein aneres al hashulchan kral shemanich yisomuch al hashulchan. Kemim shem neiru shel asuda shayich limetzum im ikar neiru shabbos. Ve'ayin bekafachaim beshemazer delfi asoid. I heard that today that if you have electric light on top of the table is also good. Anyways, the Iker HaLoch doesn't have to be mamash on the table. But the Mishnebura explains that this HaLoch is where to make the bracha better on the candles than on the table. In Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he learned Pshat in the Ramah that it's a hemshach to the following HaLoch. Now we learned before that a lady is mekabel Shabbos in that loke, that she's only mekabel Shabbos in that loke if the neiru is on the shulchan. She's not mekabel Shabbos and the neiru is that are not on the shulchan. the Heidev. She's more Neres in the rooms. When she's lighting this Neres, she's not Mekabel Shabbos yet. And she could light after the Neres on HaShulchan. But if she lit in first the Neres and on the table, she cannot light the candles on the other room. Now we have to be mistapik. What would be if an Isha doesn't have a Mokim HaAchila? She's only lighting in the room. She's a guest, and she's lighting in the room. Maybe we'll say Lefi them, and that Adlokas Neres is no Kabbalah Shabbos. Or well, Shachanoch HaRav only meant that if she has later Iker HaNeres, so then she's not Mekabel HaNeres Shebacheder. But if Lu Yitzuya, she doesn't have, she's only lying in the Cheder, maybe she is Mekabel Shabbos. But the Nafkmina will be if some ladies, they light also in the apartment where they're staying, and then they come to the Mokim Achila and they want to light there, they could light in the first place, and they're not Choshesh on Mekabel Shabbos. Maybe it's better to make it night. Now the Ramon is Mamshech HaNazer HaLochi. וצורך להניח הנרס במוקים שמעדליק, לא להדליק במוקים זה ולהניחו במוקים אחר. משתבור אקספנס יפקות ממזיין, וצורך. היינו, אפילו אם ידנה בפירו של מקבל שבת, אני זלה אותו מובדם עד שהנרס על מקוימו, לא. היינו שאוסו להדליק במוקים שמשתמשים בו ולהניח הנר במוקים שמשתמשים בו. שלא דקיים על הדלוק או יצא מצווה, וכיוון שהיליק במוקים שמשתמשים בו, שאינו מוקים חיוב עליה מהני עד לקוסי. כלום, את סנוסי. אף שמניח אחר כך מוקים חיובים, וצורך לחבויס ולארסו ולהדליק. בוט, אם הידליק בבייס מוקים שמשתמשים, הוא מוטר לטלטל אחר כך להניח מוקים אחר. וכל הבייס הווה מקוימו. והלבוש מחמיר גם בזה. Some people say only in two rooms. I think שכונו איזה דיוק, אינו חשור חוד, that maybe in the same room you're allowed to. And some of them say even in the same room it's not כדאי to move it. But on the table, לכולה על מי you can move it. מוקים הצורך יש לו הוקים. So this is the halacha. Now we don't light it in one place and move it to the other place. Even if the both places is mokim that is roi. Some place you want to say, Valdemagin Avrom, and see if Kotmachov Gimel explains, why you're not allowed to move it? Because it's not Nikon that is lighting the Kovet Shabbos. In our days, Shabbos candles, especially when they're in the Leichters, and the Shabbos in the candlesticks, it's Nikon that is the Kovet Shabbos and you're allowed to move it. And this was a meaning of a lot of people that they are move it from place to place. Shas HaTzorich, we said you're allowed to, and there's the minig of Isha's in the hospital, you bring the candles nearer, she lights it, and then you put it in the right place. For sure that her mokim is also a mokim that is roi. Mikol mokim, we have to know that lekatchil is the inyan not to light it when you're holding them inside your hands. Mishabur az mamshich, kosav achaya odom. Hanoshim shemadlikim basuka b'chag, umetalul dechabayis loyofem oisim. Because they're taking it out from the mokim ha'achile. Katchili, you would have to have candles in the sukkah. If it's dangerous, you're allowed to light them inside the house. Mikol Makoim, what would be if an Isha is eating inside the house and the husband eats in the sukkah? So the Shmir Shabbat says, Katchili, she could light inside the house. Some place can say, no, if she could light in the sukkah, it's better. Mikol Makoim, if it's dangerous, you light inside the house, but you have to be nana. The best answer is because you have to be vorech hameiro shemokim asuhudo. So before you make the bracha, switch the light on in the sukkah of Shem Neira Shabbos, and then light inside and make a broch and have in mind to pater both. Zog the Shulchan Aruch, Seif Yud Aleph. Afal Pishul Yispar Lu HaKol Adayin, like we'll see in Seif Yud Bey, so then it's Mechayev him. Im Kodem HaYochid V'Yispar Lu Shabbos V'Boid Yoyim, Chal Lov Kabbal HaShabbos V'Osu Ba'asiyas Meloche. V'afilu Im Oymar Sheneroi Tzili Kabbal Shabbos, even if he makes it night, it doesn't help. Zog the Mishnebur Seif Kodem Memtes, V'Boid Yoyim V'Plag HaMincha V'Lemalo. ואפילו ואף דה בעד לא כתנאי הלפס ישעים ולמעני תנאי כדי לאל בסעיף י' בתפילה שייני כיוון שהזכיר בקדוש השבס תפילה is different אבל אם הוא מזכיר בקדוש השבס זה ממילא תנאי doesn't help זה לחור את ה-18 אבל אני ברוך הוא לחור את תנאי will help now the priest can bring down that when the husband was מקבל שבס בתפילה especially if he went to shul to daven, it's chal also on the isha, and she has to noyeg dinei Shabbos, and she's not allowed to light the candles. Some person want to say, no, the husband is not the going of their wife. But most person, Moshe Feinstein, Avosner, noyeg that the husband is going of the wife. Even so, Moshe Feinstein wanted to say a kula. In the summer that some people have an early minyan to daven Shabbos, to daven Kabbalah Shabbos, to mekabel Shabbos early, and the husband is mekabel Shabbos early, the wife is not nigger after him. Only when he does it because like Shabbos started. But here he only does it that he will come back home early, that he could eat early, that the kids will not fall asleep. Then it's not mechayiv her, only the roif call like Seif later, Seif Yud Beis. Mikol Mekoyim, side of the poiskin that the wife is nigger after the husband, side of the poiskin that he's not nigger after the husband, is only when he davens Ma'ariv. But if Islam says, Arayni Mikabel Lekdusha Shabbos, Lekula Alme, the wife is not nigger after the husband, and we'll see more in Seif Yud Zayin. Seif Yud Beis. Im Roi Vakol Kiblu Aleim Shabbos, Hamiut Nimshochrem Achreem Al Kochom. Fog dem Mishnebure. Im Roi Vakol Oyeba Bet HaKnesses, Ein Nimshochr Achreemit. The Miut is not Mikabel Shabbos after them. Chayim Be'ir Sheyesho Bet HaKnesses Arba, In Achas Nimshachas Achreverto. Vafulim Be'achas Roit. Aber im Roi Tzimiyah Be'isi, Afilu Min Kavua, Botel Etzel HaRoi. So Mishnebure says, if it's Roi Tzibu, you go Basar Roi Tzibu. If it's couple shuls, you don't go Basar Roi Tzibu. You go Basar, Zog the place, give me your own shul. So a lot of places can hold, if you own shul already Mikabel Shabbos, you have to follow them. Some places can say, no, if I'm not planning to daven that week in shul, for sure not. Even if I'm planning, if I didn't come to shul, valid different shuls, I'm not chayav. If I came already to shul, so I'm nigra after my own shul. But if not, I'm not nigra. Rabbi Yashim wants to say that today, that there's a lot of different shuls on daven minyanim, you're not for sure not nigra after your shul. Because anyway, no one is mamish kavua in a place. Now, when we said that you're not nigger after your own shul, it's only if the Rav city didn't accept Shabbos. But if Rav city kibel Shabbos, so if your shul will not mekabel Shabbos, you're not nigger after them. But if your shul was mekabel and the Rav tzibur was mekabel, you can't say that various different shuls you're not mekabel. Again, Rabbi Yashim wants to say that in our days, that people dive in all different places, maybe the halacha would be different. Same thing, you have to know in the mountains when they have an early Shabbos, most of the city is mekabel. So, and there's a little people that have a second minyan later that are not mekabel. So for sure, most of the cities, everyone is nigger and they have to be mekabel. That second minyan, a lot of people can say that they're not nigger after the roiv. Even a person, Lamazong, that just came now and there's no kvias where he belongs to, because Mekoyim, he could go to the second minyan, especially the first reason that the first minyan is because they want to have an early Shabbos. Zog the Shulchan Aruch Seif Yud Gimel. Odom Shebo Leir Be'erev Shabbos. If we can keep Lo'an Sha'ir Aleim Shabbos, Abad Bisha Adai La'yem Godel, it's time, but it's after Plag, Im Oil of Moes Mukce, Money, or Shum Chayfiz Ad Is Mukce, Tiltul, Manicho Ilipo, he's not allowed to carry it, he lets it to fall. Zog the Mishnebure, Seif Kot Nun Beis, Manicho Ilipo, Piru Sho'ilech Lacheder, Manicho Ilipo Shom Le'atzniyoy. Kmeh Shikosot Besimel Reish Samachvov. Why doesn't have to drop it right away? But it's Hashem, we'll see Reish Samachvov. If you're based in Mishnah Bura and Biur Aloche, I saw the Mishnah Aloche wants to say a Chiddush. It's only if he came to join them for Shabbos. I'm alluding to he's passing with a car in a city that will Mekabel Shabbos early. It's not Mechayev him to go bus on the shul. So if you dalet, im beyom ameulen, to they had a mistake. Tivu vechosh meshech hasheicho, veidliku neres veispalu tefila sarbi shal Shabbos. Ve'achagach nispal zrohavim v'zor chachamo. Einem tzrim lachzor v'nispal el arvis, even though it was betores, because we're not matriach the tivu. For sure, in condition, she's parlo hayom iblag amilcha v'lemale, because early from that you cannot daven. V'im yochishu shetoa bekach. Tzorich hu lachzor v'lispar en tfilas, arbi zero matriachem. Tfila betoris is not called a tfila. Uli ina nasiyas maloche. Ben betzimu v'li yochin mutorim, de kabola shabes oisa betoris. The whole thing is a mistake. But, yesh ma'oim rim, sh'oisam shidliku neirois, ma'al atzamai se'asir, osor v'asiyas maloche. V'shan sh'abayis mutorim. And that look is negros, it's chal. Zog the Mishnah Brura, Seif Kod Nun Gimel. Ein tzrichim vile matrichim tzibur av shebetor usa iso. Viblag amincha vile malo. The koine blag amincha afilu tzibur nami machzirim. The lach zman tfilas arbi siklal, the zman plig amincha ay leil, the simen reish lamet gimel. Tzorichu, kevin shebetor usa ispalel, shesovo shekvar hasheicho. Vehu adin big chidu, zog the Mishnah Brura. Vechol nami din neuchi. Kevin shu neig tomil ispalel mayri bismani kirabonon, והיום בתור שיספלל, it's very strange, if he decides that today he wants to daven early, we'll see later he could. But if he did it בתור, it's not called a davening. But יש מחמירים, שאויסם שהדליקו, אף אם לא יספלו, אבל בלי הדלוקה, even if they daven תפיל השבס, כיוון שבתור שאויסו, לא ישמי קבולה. ותאם הישם, why the מחמיר on the הדלוקה, and the people that are מדליק, הסביר לו, the קבולה ישו על ידי הדלוקה, עדיף את היזבי מייסה. ואין באחרונים שהביאו, that מכמה גדולי האחרונים תסביר לו לקבולה ציבור בתורס it is called a קבולה אפילו רק על ידי תפילה שמו קבולה רק ביוחד it's not only by candles רק שבזה אין המיעוט נמשוך עם אחרי הרויב כיוון שבתורס הוא יישא קבולה ואין להוקל נגד אלו הפויסקים את קבולה בתורס הוא יכול ששפו את ובמוקי מתחק יש לסמור על דרך המייסה שבשוכנו The halacha is not like this, if this candle is only also by a yochid or only by tzibur. Now, but what is the halacha? That the adlok is a mice, so it's more chamur. Masha'en ken. Kabbalah Shabbos is not more chamur. Semele b'chai gavne. Tefillah is not so chamur. I'm sorry, it's not a mice. Adlok is not a mice, so it's chal betoys. Tefillah is not a mice, it's not chal betoys. The freedom, if you said, Arayni b'kabbalah Shabbos, also it's not called a mice. And b'chai gavne b'toys, he told that it's really tied to b'kabbalah Shabbos, it's not chal. But the Mishnah Berurah brings out for the Biur Haloche and the Biur Haloche from the Goyim a different reason. The Tefillah B'Toyos is a mistake in the Ganze Tefillah. The Meile is not called a Tefillah B'chlal. But Sheikin Adloke is a Metzius of Adloke. And the Fidem, if he says Mizmor Shilu Yem HaShabbos, it's also Chal B'Toyos. Because you can't say Tefillah B'Toyos, Lo Shmei Tefillah. Now you have to know what it means Tefillah B'Toyos. L'chura, the whole Tefillah is B'Toyos. From the Baruch Hu. So the Mishnah Aloche wants to declare if a person daven Kabbal V'Kabbal Shabbos, like see if you'd base, see if you'd Aleph, but it was a summer, and he said Mashiv Ruach. So it's a Tefillah B'Toyos. So it's a Tefillah B'Toyos is not called the Kabbalah Shabbos, or the Shmoneh Esrei is B'Toyos, but he's Mekabbal Shabbos from the Boch, and I want to explain. And see if you'd Aleph, it says that if you daven Ma'arib, it's a Kabbalah Shabbos. Shemur says that tonight doesn't help. Why? Because he's Maskir Shabbos. This is for sure Shmoneh Esrei. But the Etzem HaDovah that in the Kabbalah Shabbos and Tefillah, we see already in the beginning of the Ramah and Seif Yud, that B'Borchu is Kabbalah Shabbos. So L'Churim and Tzibur is B'Kabbalah Shabbos, it's B'Borchu. So we have to say when they have a mistake, they have to be Choyzer from the beginning of the Tefillah.